Famous Phil Hendry Show. We have Vernon Dozier with us. Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy is going to join us because we've had interest, Coach Dozier, in something that you had mentioned on our show a few weeks ago, and I forget exactly the context. I know that we had you on as a guest, and it's had to do with your wife, Lorraine, originally known as Love Woman, but you had called her on our program Mindy, something like that.
Yeah, it was because of Dr. Sadler. And the backstory of my wife is a little unusual, so that's why I just went ahead and called her Mindy, or, you know.
Yeah, you kind of did a game with us, the same thing that Dr. I don't understand it.
Now, what was the whole story? You said her name is Mindy, no, it's Mandy, no, it's Mandy, no, it's Mindy.
Because I heard Sadler do it, and I thought, well, you know what, I can get away with that, because then I won't have to get into the backstory of my wife, Lorraine, who was born in October of 1963 near Stumpville, Indiana, a member of a religious cult, a religious sect that believed in the sanctity of table manners, and that people could consign themselves to an eternal suffering or damnation, or to an eternal life of light and love and joy, if their table manners and their bodily function was in keeping with something that people could coexist with and not run out of the room sickened by. You understand?
I understand what you're telling me, but I'm certainly going to get into this religion. And this was, the guy was, what was the guy's name?
The man's name, goddammit, the man's name was, what the fuck was his name? The man's name was Mugget Chrisman. Mugget Chrisman.
And that's it, Mugget Chrisman.
Yeah, and this was when my wife had a given name of Love Woman. And we called her Mindy. Then we took the lift from Dr. Jim Sadler.
Dr. Jim Sadler is also going to join us.
I didn't agree to that.
I know, and I didn't. And Dr. Sadler didn't know that you were going to be on the show. Both of you gentlemen thought you were going to be solo guests, and I want you, both of you guys, to talk to each other. Dr. Sadler?
Well, I'll go with Coach Dozier. On this one, I had no idea at all.
I'm with you on that one, Dr. Sadler.
I had no idea at all that I'd be called on. See, here it is, Coach. My wife's name is Mindy. And sometimes it sounds like I'm saying Mandy. And people will say, what's your name, Mandy? And I'll say, no, it's Mindy. But her name is Mindy.
You just said it's Mandy.
You said it's Mandy.
No, I goddamn... I said...
All right, well, there's no point in getting angry.
Dr. Sadler, what is your wife's name?
My wife's name is... And I'm going to spell it, okay?
Please do. This will be good.
Oh, it's going to be good. You listen to this guy? I've been dealing with these people.
Just spell the name.
My wife's name is spelled Mandy.
Mandy.
No! What the fuck?
Hey, Sadler, don't fuck with me, or I'm going to come to your house, and it'll be the... And I'll be the last face you ever see.
Oh! Ooh, that's a good fight. You're telling me...
Wait a minute, gentlemen. What is your wife's... How do you spell your wife's name? You just spelled it Mandy.
No, I didn't. No, I did not. Hey, Coach Dozier, how did I spell it?
You're about to call me Vernon, right?
I'm sorry. How did I spell it?
You spelled it Mindy.
Yeah, there you go. Mandy.
That's Mindy. That's Mindy.
Who is?
Okay. I can see where this is going. All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Sadler.
Wait a minute. I want to get...
Are you there, Coach?
Yeah, I'm here. I've been waiting for you guys to get... I've been waiting for you guys to quit playing piddle... I've been waiting for you guys to quit playing paddle the pickle, and let's get down to it, okay?
We're not playing paddle pickle. Trying to get some straight answers out of you.
Hey, I've been giving you guys straight answers for the last 16 years since I've been on your show, Mr. Hendry.
Okay, Coach Dozier. Forget about you calling your wife Mindy or any of that stuff. Your wife's name is Lorraine.
My wife's name is Lorraine, yes.
Okay. Your wife was christened into some cult run by a man named Mugget Chrisman in, what is it, Blowville, Indiana?
I forget.
You forget?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I do.
The place where was your wife born?
My wife was born in Emmett, Indiana.
Well, that's not what you said. You said something like, never mind.
Yeah, what did I say? See, you guys are calling me a liar, and you don't even know what I said.
I'm not calling you a liar. All right, so anyway, it doesn't matter. Your wife is 63 years old?
Yes.
Okay.
And I told him how old you are, honey.
Oh, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't.
Okay, we're sorry if we. Is she pissed off?
You angry, honey? She's fine. Look at honey. I'll tell you right now. I'm 67 years old. Okay. Does that make any? Do you feel better, honey?
No.
She doesn't feel better.
All right. Listen, I needed to get her birthday just so we can get some factual information so we know we're talking about a real person. Now, your wife, Lorraine Dozier, was born in Indiana.
That's correct.
And the family was a part of a religious sect or cult called the Mugget Crispin cult.
It was called the Church of Mugget Crispin and the Table for. No, it was the Church of Mugget Crispin and the Full Table. No, it was the Church of Mugget Crispin. No, it was the Church of the Table Manor. It was the Church of... No, it was the Church of the Table Manors. No, Mr. Henry, it was the Church of Mugget Crispin and the Table Manor... No, Mr. Henry, it was the Church of Mugget Crispin and his Table Manors. Shit. It was the Church of Mugget Crispin and the Church of the Tabled and the Church of the Well-Tabled.
The Church of Mugget Crispin and the Church of the Well-Tabled.
That's right.
Okay. Now what we have here is this religion that people have gotten interested in because they've been calling us, whereby you have to have good table manners.
Yeah, let me bring, this is my wife, Lorraine.
Hello.
Hi, Lorraine. How are you? This is Phil Hendry.
Nice to meet you. Hello, Margaret and everyone.
Hello. Yes, hello, Ms. Dozier.
Hi, Ms. Dozier.
What can I do for you?
First of all, this religion, the religion of the table mannered... this religion, this Church of Mugget Crispin, what constitutes an affront to God in this church?
Well, we like to begin, Mr. Hendry, from a very positive place. And that positive place is a place where we sit and we have a meal together and we drink and we laugh and we talk. And this is where we commune as a church and as brethren. And we do this without breaking wind. We do this without belching. We do this without what the kids used to call us blowing snot rockets.
Cemetery. They use a lot of the colloquial.
We drop a lot of colloquial phrases so people know what we're talking about.
I don't know anybody that does a snot rocket.
Well, you haven't been around a lot of kids.
Okay, go ahead.
So no one farts, belches, or launches a snot rocket. We don't allow, because you will burn in hell. You will burn. If you talk with your mouth full, there is nothing in our church and in our system of belief, Mr. Hendry, that is quite as odious and foul as someone who turns to talk to you and they have a mouth full of cheese. Have you ever seen that?
I've seen people talking with their mouths full of food.
That is, in our church, in our religion, in our way of life, that is an affront to God. When you turn to someone and you have a mouth full of spaghetti, cheese, and you have a mouth full of spaghetti, cheese, and Jell-O, you know?
Well, when would anybody have that in their mouth?
Well, you're asking me why people would have certain things in their mouth? I got a guy over here.
Okay, hold on. Go ahead.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Go ahead with what you were describing. You say a guy with a mouthful of Jell-O cheese and what is it?
Spaghetti. All right, right there. If I was sitting at a table, I just...
Why did you do that?
Because I'm drinking a Diet Pepsi, okay? Sue me.
So, Lorraine, why did you do that?
I did. I was drinking a Diet Pepsi, but I'm going to say, oh, here comes another one. God. If I had done that at the table, at one of our communal tables, or here at home with Vernon, because we still observe many of the Mugget Crispin tenets of eating in place, what we call eating in place, and eating as God smiles. So if I had belched like that while we were eating in the church, in the Mugget Crispin church, members would immediately gather around me, place their hands on my shoulders, and begin fervent prayer in attempting to retrieve my soul from hell's guard shack, from the security entrance of hell. That's what we call it.
The security entrance of hell.
Yes. That's what we call it. We call it, you're going into hell by way of the security guard shack. And so the demon that is there knows that you have been consigned, you have been mailed to, you have been lifted, and you have been thrown and flung right to the gates of hell because you belched during dessert.
Is Coach Dozier there?
Yeah, honey.
Yeah, Phil. Right here.
Coach Dozier, let me ask you this. At your table, I imagine no one's belching or farting.
No, nobody does. I mean, nobody would dare. No, nobody does. I mean, nobody would dare, you know.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Testing, testing, testing. No, Phil, nobody does. Nobody would dare. No, nobody does. Nobody would dare. No one would dare rip a belch off or cut, as you might say, or cut a fart at the table of Mugget Crispin.
What do you think of this?
What do I think of what?
What do you think of this religion?
Phil, I've been married to this woman for some 22 years. I mean, I'm used to it. She is not regularly attend any church functions any longer since we got married, but she's observant of good table manners, so I notice them. And when someone cuts a fart, belches, sniffs their fingers, talks with their mouth loaded with food, gets up and goes to the bathroom frequently, and you're wondering, have they washed their hands? Picks their nose, sticks their fingers in their ears, or one of the real mortal sins in the Mugget Crispin Church, takes a fork full of food, lifts it to their nose and sniffs it. We're talking about someone whose everlasting soul, in the opinion of the Mugget Crispin religion, is really hanging by a thread. These are people, unless they immediately are prayed for, they will go to hell. They will go straight down to hell.
Do you believe in hell?
I do not, no.
This is an argument we have.
Yeah, we have this argument all the time.
This is an argument that Vernon and I have. I believe there is a hell. I believe you can be sent to hell if you lift food up with your fork and bring it to your nose and sniff it. That is rude. Oh, man, rude.
Well, it's something that I do, and that's why she brings it up a lot.
He does.
Why do you sniff your food?
I don't know. There's some food I don't trust. I take one look at it, and I think, God damn, what does this smell like? You know what I'm saying? Has that ever happened to you, Mr. Henry?
Not really, no.
Oh, come on.
That happens to me occasionally. I'll look at something and I'll say, I wonder what that smells like, but then it always smells good.
Yeah, it generally smells. A lot of times it's the cheeses. That has been my experience.
Oh, yeah, the cheeses. You see cheese. If you see cheese on a table that has been put into some dish, you know that dish is going to smell like a goat's ass. You know that cheese is going to smell just like a goat's ass. So
that's why we, I think, And that's why I think we have such a good marriage, because while I'm observant of the Mugget Crispin tenets of eating a polite and a well-mannered meal, we always have Vernon's opinion to sort of balance things out. And Vernon doesn't fart or belch at the table, but what do you do, honey? What do you
say? I always say, God, how I wish I could kind of fart right now. And it brings a big laugh to everybody.
Yeah.
Well, how do you, Mrs. Dozier, so you're not a practicing Mugget Crispin?
No, not really. I do believe in God, and I have my religious beliefs. But I have freed myself, in terms of my behavior. And Vernon can tell you, there's oftentimes I'll go ahead and sort of sit up a little bit in the chair and kind of fart to loosen everybody up, to tell them, I'm not that person that I used to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know, but anyway, I'm very happy.
Oh, God damn. Yeah.
That's very judgmental.
No, I will just tell you, if somebody sat up, I don't know that I'd be able to stay at that table. It's okay.
See, this is the thing, Mr. Henry. It's kind of lightweight.
Well, think about it, Vernon. You're having a nice meal and someone sits up in their chair just tall enough to let some gas pass?
You don't have to pay attention to it. Oftentimes, if you ignore someone who's farting, you don't smell anything.
Oh, sure. Are you kidding me?
Now that's been my experience. My wife, who left the Mugget Crispin religion, as she said, once a week, so that she can remind herself that she's a human being and she doesn't have to behave in such a bizarre way, she will sort of bend over to one side. I'll notice she'll bend to one side and she'll fake like she's picking up a napkin. But I know what she's doing.
Yeah, I'm busting one. That's right. That's right. I'm
You're farting.
Yes, I'm farting. Because I want the world to know that I am free and that I'm not tied to a lot of these old beliefs, these old superstitions.
Well, we had questions about it, so I'm very, very glad that you answered them.
Very, very happy to do it, Phil.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
That was Vernon Dozier and his wife, Lorraine Dozier, about this religion, the Church of Mugget Crispin, that she was a member of from birth until about her late 20s?
Yeah, about that, about when Vernon married her.
This church believes in good table manners. Where is that? He did a post entry, did he?
Yeah, it's right here.
My wife's name is Lorraine. Wait a minute, man. My wife's name is Love Woman. She was raised in a staunchly Christian home. I married her in part because I needed the influence of her Christian family. I mean, I was on my way to hell. She got the name Love Woman because the sect of Christianity she grew up in, these people were followers of Mugget Crispin. They believed that literally inelegant social manner and table manners could send you straight to hell. Wow.
Here it is here. Love Woman's mother, Bertie Do, or Bertie, belched after a communal dinner one night, and the entire group, some 25 people, immediately dropped to their knees in prayer, putting their hands on Bertie D and pleading with heaven, tears in their eyes, not to roast her.
What does that mean?
In hell?
Oh.
Not to roast her?
Yeah, and Vernon claims he was there.
Well, there you go. It says here, Love Woman and I have lived in Oilman Canyon since I first went to work at Belmar. I'm not letting the fires take our cabin. Oh, this was back during the fires.
Yeah, middle of January.
I'm not letting the fires take our cabin. I've been drinking Bullet and watching Channel 19 since Wednesday night. If the fire gets close, I take a drink and scream, it's working. What?
He was saying if the fires got close, he'd take a drink and do what Jay Santos does. He'd go to the door and go, yeah, like that.
Oh, my. What is wrong with these people?
I think they think it makes, it helps them.
Go to the door and look at the fire and go,
After I have a double of Bullet.
What is this stuff called?
It's Bullet. It's like bourbon.
I think it's a bourbon. All right. Coach Dozier and his wife, Lorraine, otherwise known as Love Woman, otherwise known as Mindy Mandy, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And coming up next, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley talking about the spring damtacular. The Phil Henry Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. I don't care what's going on in the world.
I don't care if you think the world's falling apart, if you think it's going in the right direction or the wrong direction. I don't care if you think it's never been this way before and there are paths that you have not trod before and there's things you haven't seen before. None of that stuff matters because at the end of the day, you're in charge of your own life. Now, you may not believe that, but I'm here to tell you, yes, you are, and I'm here to tell you there are ways to find how you can take control of your life. One of them is therapy. I went into therapy at a time in my life where I had no control. I didn't think I did anyway. I had no answers. I had no career. I had no relationships. I had nothing, man. I didn't know how I was going to grab a hold of this world and squeeze some joy and some success out of it. Then I went into therapy, and I found out that one of the things you do is ask yourself the right questions. Well, where do I want to be? What is it that I want to do? What is it that I really want to do? And how do I get there? There is not anything in your way, man, unless you put it there and you decide not to climb over top of it. Everything you can climb over, continue your journey to your goals. All you need is a little bit of smart help. Now, I have benefited from therapy. I'd like you to take a look at this group of people that I happen to really think highly of. BetterHelp. BetterHelp. They're online. They're making therapy affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide. Remember, we used to think that, oh, this is like a rich man's thing? No. Not anymore, man. You can access a diverse network of more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. You can easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. All this takes, forgive me for saying it, all this takes is for you to grow a pair. Have the guts to take charge of your life and be happy and get out of life what you want to. Discover your potential and discover that you have the tools and you can find the path to success. And I think one way is with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Phil to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Phil.
Why not get tickets to the world-famous Phil Hendry show, The Galaxy of Phil Hendry, at Theater West in Hollywood, California for February 28th and March the 1st? Why not? Well, there is no reason why not. Get tickets now. Get tickets for the show on the 28th. Get tickets for the show on the 1st. And then just buy tickets for shows that may happen that don't even have Phil's name on them. They're just tickets. You don't even have to spend money on them. You can just maybe make them yourself. Nonetheless, get the tickets that will get you to the show on the 28th and the 1st at theaterwest.org. That's theaterwest.org, okay? And you go and you get the tickets, and then you go see Phil on the 28th and the 1st at Theater West, Cahuenga, Hollywood, California. Isn't that nice?
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With us is Bobby and Steve Dooley. It is springtacular time, but I also heard you, Bobby, doing a promotion for, or a promo, or whatever they call it, for the Phil Hendry Show at Theater West.
Yes, I was very happy to do that for Phil, Margaret, and that, of course, is going to be at Theater West in Hollywood, California on the 28th, Steve?
Yeah, it's going to be 28th and March 1st.
28th. Of February and March the 1st, and we're really, really looking forward to that.
Now, you know, people have asked, are you going to be on the show? Am I going to be on the show? We're not giving away any secrets, are we?
No, we're not going to do that. And you know something, I have to be honest with you. I love Phil. I appreciate very much the publicity that what he's given us down through the years. But to get up on the stage and act like Phil's pet baboon,
I understand.
You know, it's just nothing that I'm really all that interested in, but we're certainly going to be there to support Phil.
Well, let's talk now about the Springtacular that is coming up. That will be in the month of March, at the beginning of spring. Will it be the weekend of the 25th? Which weekend are we talking about?
Well, right now we're looking at the weekend of the 22nd, so spring starts on the 21st, and that's when spring starts. So, right, Steve?
Yeah, it'd be on the 21st. Cause
no, it doesn't.
No, spring starts on the 21st of March.
Yeah, that's it.
So, anyway, that's what we're thinking of having the Springtacular.
Now, the Springtacular, as I understand it, Bobby, also coincides with Easter. It doesn't necessarily coincide with Easter, but it coincides with the traditional religious holidays of the season.
It does. The Springtacular is very much our celebration of Easter. We have the Spring Queen. We have the Joy Elf who comes out. That's Steve, dressed in a skin-tight Joy Elf suit. Oh, my God, I'm out of breath. We've already described this a million times, you know.
Well, I'm sorry. Is it boring for you?
Well, no, it's not boring, but...
Yeah, Yeah, you went through it. You know, the joy elf comes out at the Wintertacular, and then,
the joy elf comes out. What happens is, I don't really like describing it, because it's, the joy elf comes out in the joy elf suit. He goes under the Spring Queen's dress, okay, and all you see is his tail.
Yeah, and it stay there for a few minutes.
Not a few minutes, for about 30 seconds. That is to signify, very simply, the fertility of the season. There's no graphic sexual activity. It's just the joy elf goes under the skirt. You see his tail just sitting there, and then the joy elf comes out.
What tail are you talking about, the joy elf?
Joy elf has a tail.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it does. So I don't.
Yeah, the joy elf always has a tail.
I didn't know elves had tails, but that's all right. So then.
Well, I can tell you're judging me.
I'm not judging you so much as I don't know how appropriate it is for the joy elf to go under your skirt. Never mind.
Well, the joy elf goes there. Where the joy elf goes, no one else dare go.
Where the joy elf goes, no one dare go where the joy elf goes.
Yeah.
Right. So then you have the dinner, and then I think you have the bonfire.
We have the bonfire, and that's when we have people dancing about the bonfire. And Steve, and it's to celebrate Easter and the risening of Jesus. Steve, you do the
yeah. Go hey ho ho ho.
Yeah, like maybe some natives would do that.
All right, the criticism of the Springtacular, Bobby.
I don't want to hear it. I've heard this every year, Margaret. It's the same thing. People say we're being disrespectful. They say we're being pagan. What we're doing is trying to celebrate nature. We're celebrating nature, and we're celebrating Easter. And I don't understand why people don't get that.
Because you got Steve going, hey, 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 ho, 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 and you got the joy elf underneath your skirt. That's pretty much in a nutshell.
Well, you know what? They can blow it out their ass.
It's all right, but my wife's... we don't get people upset or anything.
Dooley, get your wife back on the phone.
Yes.
Look at Ms. Dooley. We don't want to argue with you. Hold on. Let me jump in. May I jump in, Margaret?
No, you may not. No, you may not.
Okay.
Bobby, we're not trying to upset you. We simply want to know the reasons for the joy elf going under your skirt and Steve going, hey, 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 ho, ho, because it sounds like you're mocking native people and you're exposing children to very intimate and very inappropriate, gross behavior.
Well, you finally got it said, didn't you? You finally got it said after all these years. You're calling me nothing more than a two-bit, busted-down slut. Isn't that what you're saying?
No, I am not. I'm just asking you why your husband goes under your skirt in front of about 300 people with his joy elf tail hanging out.
So, you think the tail is a euphemism for his dick?
I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah. Get that out of here, bud.
Yeah.
This is a Phil Henry Show alert. Phil Henry Show alert.
Get it out of here, man.
You know, I don't need to hear about the spring tack. I know that Bobby is going to be at the show on the 28th of February and March 1st. I don't know whether she'll be on stage or not, but she's going to be there. We can ask her these questions then, I suppose.
What, are you going to do it in front of the people? I mean, I don't, you know.
Well, Phil, this is what you said. You said, I don't. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. I'm about up to here with Bobby and her spring tacklers and her winter tacklers and the joy elf and the bonfires and all of this, in my opinion, pagan behavior that she is covering up by saying it's Christmas and it's Easter and all this good shit.
Bobby Dooley.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, Mr. Henry, he's not very happy with you on account of the joy elf. On account of the joy elf. Your joy elf, the one that was hanging. Give me the phone, will you?
Bobby.
Look, Mr. Henry, there's an awful lot I can take in this world. I can take all kinds of crap from all kinds of people. But I'm not going to have some punk hang up on me because I happen to have my own personal, private joy elf. Go ahead, Steve, that knows how to do this.
Hey, 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 whoa, 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 hey, hey, hey.
That's what, that you people are jealous, that's the thing.
Oh, that's right, Bobby, we're real jealous. We're jealous of you and your idiots dancing around your bonfire.
You're jealous of the fact that I have created a community of believers, people who believe in nature, people who believe in community, people who believe in nature.
And people who believe in community.
And people who believe in your high rear end.
Yeah, don't forget about the high rear end.
Well, what if they do?
My wife's high rear end is at the front gate.
I know, and you got to nod and honk when you drive by it.
Yeah.
Steve and Bobby, thank you. We got to go. It's too weird for words.
You know what, Phil? The joy elf
forget it. I'm the Joy Elf.
I know. I was going to say the Joy Elf was going to do something. Then I realized who the Joy Elf was. It's you. And I can tell you right now, that's nothing that's going to...
Thank you, Bobby and Steve Dooley from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. World-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
Yeah, don't forget to get tickets for the Galaxy of Phil Hendry, February 28th and March the 1st at Theater West. Get the tickets at theaterwest.org. Yeah.
I'm the Joy Elf.